As we go through our lives, we go through day to day, week to week, month to month, we can miss things that are important. We can miss things that we take for granted, that are always going to be there. There's something that they're important, they should be important in our lives, but we just expect they're going to be there, so we kind of forget about them. And these, we'll just ignore these items, or they'll just assume they're going to be there. We do that not just with items, but we also do that with people. And I think that's even worse when we do that. When we assume that there are going to be certain people in our lives, family members, parents, or spouses, or children, or brothers and sisters, or so on, that we assume they're always going to be in our lives, and then at some point they're not. Maybe some friends that we spend a lot of time with, and all of a sudden they're not there anymore. We can really live that phrase, familiarity breeds contempt. The more familiar we are with something, we almost become contemptuous of it, just assuming it's always going to be there. And it's not just with things of the earth, and it's not just with people that we can fall into this trap. We can also very easily fall into the trap spiritually of being contemptuous, of being taking things for granted spiritually. And, you know, the fact is, a lot of us who were raised in Catholic families, a lot of us who were baptized as infants or as young children, who received the sacraments on the regular schedules of whenever you receive the sacraments and so on, we can take our faith for granted. We can take the spiritual life for granted. We can take the Mass for granted. We can assume that, oh, the Mass will always be there. Every Sunday it'll always be there. And so, you know, I don't have to worry about it. When I feel like going, I'll just show up and go. It's always going to be there. And every time I go to Mass, I can receive our Lord. I can receive Him in the Blessed Sacrament. It doesn't matter if we're in the state of grace or not. He's always going to be there. We're always going to be able to go to Mass, and we're always going to be able to receive Him. And of course, it's interesting that we have that mindset sometimes, that many Catholics have that mindset of taking things for granted, taking the Mass for granted, especially after 2 years ago when we didn't have the Mass publicly. During the pandemic, of course, you remember the churches shut down. Priests were celebrating Mass, but they were having to celebrate them in, you know, a private chapel or in the church, but the doors were locked with no one here. We were fortunate in this diocese that was only for about 6 weeks, but it included the Triduum, Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and Easter. We had no public Masses that year for the Triduum. You'd think we wouldn't take the Mass for granted after that, but you know, I think a lot of us still do. I think a lot of Catholics still take the Mass for granted, still take spiritual life for granted. And it's something that we shouldn't do. You know, the sad part is many who do take the Mass for granted, they actually appreciated the having the Masses private, because then they could stay at home, and if they watched Mass, it was the EWTN Mass or a Mass on YouTube that they were able to use. We shouldn't take these things for granted. And you know, sometimes it takes a foreigner, as our Lord calls them in the gospel, to help wake us up from taking things for granted. You know, you look at the first reading of the gospel, and both healings that we hear about were people that were foreign. The Naaman who was healed by washing in the Jordan River, he was a pagan. He was not one of the children of Israel. He had heard of the miraculous healings of the prophet Elisha, and so he came and was able to be healed from his leprosy. You know, it was a miraculous healing, but he was an outsider. But it woke him up. The same thing with the lepers. You know, there were the 10 lepers that came to our Lord. The one that returned was a foreigner. He was a Samaritan. Samaritans were related to the Jews, but they were outsiders. They may as well have been pagans as far as the Jews concerned. Yeah, but he was the one who recognized that he needed to return. He was the one that needed to come back and thank our Lord. These two foreigners recognized that God is faithful to us, always faithful to us, even when we're not. Even when we're not faithful, he is faithful to us. He is always offering us his salvation. He is always offering us the Eucharist, himself in the Eucharist. And so if we recognize the importance of the gifts of God, if we recognize the importance of what God has given us, that he is faithful to us, how do we not take that for granted? How do we not take the faith that we have for granted, the Mass for granted, the Eucharist for granted? Well, we approach God the same way Naaman did, the same way the Samaritan leper did, with gratitude. We come to God with gratitude. Do we do that? When we come here on Sunday, do we come here willing to thank God, willing to thank him for the gifts that he has given us? You know, in one way, we can see that if we are thankful to God, is how do we greet the gift of another day? Every moment, every day of our lives are gifts from God. How do we greet that new day when we wake up in the morning? Now, I'd say there's two ways we can do it. We could get up in the morning, and of course, now for many of us, it's still kind of dark out. You know, the sun doesn't really rise till after about 8 o'clock. So it's kind of dark, and we get up and, good morning, God. Or do we get up and go, good God, it's morning? Which do we do? The first one shows gratitude. Good morning, it's another day. A gift of another day. The other one sees this new day as a drudgery. Oh, it's morning again. I got to get up and work and do all these things. You know, we need to greet the gifts that God has given us with gratitude, with thanksgiving, with joy. We are given so much in our lives, and not just our life itself, but all the little gifts, all the little things that God has given us. Those that around us that we know, those our friends and our family are gifts from God. Our talents and abilities are gifts from God. Every breath, every heartbeat is a gift from God. Do we greet these gifts with thanksgiving? And of course, the Mass, the Eucharist, receiving our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament is a gift from God. And when we come here to thank him in gratitude for the gifts that he has given us, especially the gift of his Son on the cross. We are called to be like Naaman. We are called to be like the Samaritan who come back to God in worship, in thanksgiving. Naaman was willing to turn away from his false gods, his pagan gods, to worship the one true God. He was so willing, he actually wanted to haul like 2 wagon loads worth of dirt, the soil of Israel, to his home so that he could worship the one true God on that soil. You know, the other lepers, the 9 of the 10 lepers, they went and did what Jesus said, pretty sure. He said, go show yourself to the priests. So they did. What didn't they do? Go back to our Lord and thank him. Only the Samaritan did. They took that healing for granted. The Samaritan recognized the gift that God had given him in that healing and went back to our Lord to thank him. And that's what we need to do. Every time we come here, we worship God in thankfulness for our gifts, for all the gifts that he has given us, and do it in the way that he has asked us to do. Notice every time we get to the Eucharistic prayer, right after the chalice, the blessing of the chalice, what does the priest say? Do this in memory of me. Those are the words of our Lord telling us, this is how I want you to worship me in thankfulness. Do it this way. That's why the Mass is so important. And how we say the Mass is so important, because we are doing it the way our Lord has called us to do it. And we are entering into that sacrifice on the cross that makes the salvation possible. But when we come here, we need to come here with thanksgiving, giving thanks to God for the gifts that he has given us. Because we know he is faithful to us. The question is, are we faithful to him? Are we thankful to him? Do we gratefully accept his gift of salvation or take it for granted? Do we gratefully receive him in the Eucharist worthily and well or take it for granted? And do we thankfully offer ourselves to him in thanksgiving for the gifts that he has given?